Morning, everyone. It's good that we can be joining together for worship this morning. And I hope that you have either used the worship songs as suggested or have found your own songs in which to worship and to draw close to God through. The life group I attend has met outside whenever possible over the last 15 months. And a couple of weeks ago, we were in the garden discussing Talking Jesus, when a siren started, then another different sound this time. I'm not very good at distinguishing between the sound of a police car, ambulance or fire engine, but several seemed to be heard together, and they were not passing through, but stationary. So we stopped talking and prayed. A few weeks before that, if you'd listened to a message I gave about praying constantly, I mentioned someone who had always prayed when she heard or saw an emergency vehicle, and I'd been encouraged to do the same through that. Whilst the AA might advertise itself as the fourth emergency service, Mountain Search and Rescue, Mountain Sea Search and Rescue, probably has a better claim. And at this point, you could watch, if you have access to it, the video that goes with this Talking Jesus series. But just as a summary, the video shows an injured climber whose partner manages to contact Mountain Rescue. And a member of the team has been camping in the area and sets out to locate the pair of climbers. Weather conditionings are worsening. She thinks about turning back, but manages to get through to base, and through that is encouraged to carry on. She then hears a whistle, and eventually, via climbing up and then abseiling down the rock face, she finds the injured climber and is able then to radio in as to the location for the helicopter. You know, these videos that form part of this Talking Jesus series, they spoke like modern day parables to me, ones that Jesus told. With this one, I was reminded of the lost sheep or the lost coin in Luke chapter 15. God is on a rescue mission. Salvation, being saved into a relationship with God through Jesus. And for reasons best known to him, God has chosen to use us as part of his rescue service. You know, when I first became a Christian, I was very enthusiastic about sharing my faith, mine and God's story. But maintaining that enthusiasm, keeping on sharing despite knockbacks, disinterest, discouragement, is not always easy. The video ended with part of Hebrews 12, verse 1 on the screen. Run with perseverance the race marked out for us. And there is much in the rest of that verse and the next, as well as imagery from the video itself, that we can learn from and will encourage us to persevere, to keep on talking about Jesus. So Hebrews chapter 12 and just the first three verses. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Therefore, since we're surrounded by witnesses. Whilst in the video we see just one person searching and finding the climbers, there's a whole team of people in contact and involved. It's just as like when street pastors go out as a team, they know others are praying, back at base or in their own homes. And as individuals seeking to tell friends, family, strangers about Jesus, we're not alone. The gospel is the mission of the whole church, worldwide, all Christians everywhere. We can be encouraged and take inspiration from reading and thinking about that cloud of witnesses, men and women of faith mentioned in the previous chapter, some familiar names, many more unnamed, ordinary people, if you like, who kept faith with God. Looking back in that way can be helpful. The Israelites were encouraged to build stone markers at places where God had acted on their behalf in particular ways. And we can look back and remember what God did then, whether in the life of a hero of faith or in our own life. Which means he can do it again, in the present or future, because Jesus Christ is the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Just as the rescuer kept focused on the task, taking care, using her equipment correctly, so in order to keep going, we need to keep doing those basics of prayer and reading the Bible, even when we might not feel like it or feel that it's making any difference. The story of Jesus walking on the water came up in my morning Bible reading recently. We can tend sometimes to forget that initially Peter also did walk on water. It was only when he took his eyes off Jesus and thought about the wind and the waves that he began to sink. Thinking about Jesus as Lord of heaven and earth as well, all he is able to do through us will keep us going, focused on problems and difficulties. If we focus instead on problems and difficulties, they might cause us to flounder and to sink. That doesn't mean ignoring challenges of faith, pretending everything is okay, but rather trusting God to sort them out, leaving those difficulties in his caring hands. And we need, tied in with that, to acknowledge that the race that we're called to persevere on will involve ups and downs. And to accept this, rather than thinking that the Christian walk is going to be easy, like a bed of roses. Roses have thorns, remember. God doesn't promise an easy life, just that he will always be there. And we need to believe that and to keep in contact with him. In the video, the rescuer at one point was thinking about turning back because of the worsening weather conditions, and she couldn't see a way ahead. But after managing to contact base, she went forward again. Just that brief contact with a human voice, that still, quiet, small voice, we might think, it strengthened her, refocused her on the needs of those she was searching for. Keeping on talking about Jesus isn't always about busyness and doing. We need periods of quiet to hear God's directing voice, times of just being with him, to receive encouragement and strength. But the girl in the video also stopped and listened. And then she heard a whistle that was the injured climbers trying to suggest where they were through the whistle. Talking about Jesus to someone doesn't mean that we do all the talking. As well as listening to God, we need to listen to the person who needs Jesus, to know who they are, what their needs are, to understand how Jesus can relate to them, where they are on their journey to God, which may be very different to our own experience. We then may be encouraged by seeing how God is working in their lives to bring them closer to him. And finally, whilst God has chosen us to speak about Jesus and to demonstrate his love through our actions, it is God who does the rescuing. Colossians 4, verses 2 and 3 says, "Pray that God may open a door for us, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ." So here we are again with that basis of prayer, which certainly to me seems to have been a thread running through various different Sunday services that we've engaged with recently. God's certainly challenging me about my personal prayer life at the moment. Maybe he's challenging us as a church. Street Pastors works in the lives of people because there's a team of people praying, as well as those out on the streets, praying together. Keeping on talking Jesus will happen as we keep on praying together. Let's just have a moment of just reflection, of quiet, just thinking about the verses of scripture, thinking about the words that we've heard, things that God might have been saying into your heart as you have listened, whether that's with other people or on your own or reading. Father God, may we have hearts and lives that are open to you. Hearts and minds that listen to you. Whether that's through your word, through a small, quiet voice in the stillness, through another person, through circumstances. That we would be people who are in that close contact, close relationship with you, so that we can know you directing us to talk Jesus to others, those who are not yet met Jesus for themselves, to understand where they're at, how you're working through your Holy Spirit in their lives. And Lord, help us to recognise and accept that it's not always easy, but this is something that you have asked all Christians to do. Your great commission to go and to make disciples. And Father, thank you that you want to use each of us in different ways, to use the different skills and gifts and personalities that we have, because everybody there that we meet who doesn't yet know Jesus is different as well. So Lord, help us to be open to you, using us, being channels for your love through your Holy Spirit. Help us to find ways of just being natural as we talk about Jesus. Help us to chat more about Jesus with Christians so that we are just more comfortable and familiar, so that Jesus is part of our natural conversation when whoever we are with. And Lord, keep us open to the encouragement that you want to give to each one of us. Thank you that we are part of your rescue mission in this world that you created, that you continue to sustain, and that you love. Thank you, in Jesus' name. Amen.